Number 575. Last week, the Rashiva spoke about what a new bacha that comes to Lakewood should know and be aware of pitfalls and the milas. Rashiva gave a bunch of mishalim, each one itself being a hatzola to be pointed out that can save one from a big yirida of all the aliyah they achieved over the year, because he comes in and he finds that all that is somehow not relevant and at least certainly not supported. And the Rashi gives some more mishalim. What were the mishalim that we had last week, Taka? The mishalim of davening in yeshiva, things like that, right? The shmiras hasdorim, staying a Shabbos in yeshiva. These are all things that a person might have honed and cultivated for years in the other yeshivas, and he comes here and just there's no support to it. You can find rules placed on the wall, and you can get official shmooze about it, but there's no implementation, nobody's taking it seriously, there's no dedication to that. So that's where a person finds himself, like, alone, and maybe he has to be mischazi that it shouldn't be extinguished by him, the fire. So I'm being asked here to give more mishalom. I would think that in many yeshivas where we all had come from, there was such a thing as sitting and learning ben hastorim in the Beis Medrash, and that was like the nitiya of what a masvid does. I haven't been here currently, Ben Hasbam, but early years when I used to be at Ben Hasdom, there was no such thing as sitting and learning in Ben Hasdom. They're sweeping you out of here, and there's nobody doing it. There's just no mucking for that. There's no learning, maybe 5 minutes before 3:45, something like that, but there's no such thing as like just learning straight through to Ben Hasdom. That's out of the question. It's not accepted practice. And I even believe it was all Newman must be learning in his office. He's not learning in the Ben Spanish to the time that they're sweeping. And that would be a place where a person had built up a certain thing. Unless there was a guy, there's always guys in yeshiva. Every yeshiva has a meet, guys that like to learn way into the night. And learn by night and sleep by day, sleep late or sleep early. But they like to go to 2 or 3 in the morning. Around here, the lights are closed before midnight. I mean, this is not tolerated. The last mile cleans out the place. Now, that's not because there's a lack of hasmoda here at BMG. It's because the storm are so intense that it takes everything out of you and discourages adding to it, because otherwise you need to regain your strength. The length of the storm, the intensity of the storm is here much more than it is anyways in the world. But let's say a guy learning in a yeshiva that the second say this from 3 to 6, you know, there is his sayeris to learn ben hasdorim. And night say this over the 9:45, there's his sayeris to start making his bekiyas say this well until the midnight. So if you still retain those sentiments that you worked for years ahead, so it's being very severely threatened the minute you come here. So that would be something that one should be very concerned about. If you like the bekiyas say then learning a psahom masechta, that could also be threatened. I'm thinking, what else? Oh yeah, let's say your way of learning was stung to a maggid shia, and writing over the shia, and harving over the shia, and chazering the shia. Now here at this academy, the shiurim are also worthy of being written over and being harved over and being rethought and reconsidered. But you are going to be completely out of business if you're going to be busy with that. I mean, completely sneered by, you're just going to feel you just don't belong. I mean, you're like a yovan and sukkah if you're busy like with your tapes and your reels and listening over to a shia and chazering and writing it. Lo and behold, that some of the people are even walking out for the shia, but even the guy staying it is not bo b'cheshbon to sit and write it and be, even though they are worthy of doing it. So if that was your way of staying, you're going to drop it within seconds and not substitute it with much better. So if you pumped when you came to Lego Aret, it's kufa of graduation from Habil Malati Mirabisai to Yesu Mechaveirai, so then it all stems. I mean, it's a little bit of a different type of learning. Yesu Mechaveirai and Rabbeisai is a different type of thing. But if based on the Nasi project is what brought you here, but otherwise, had you stayed another Zman by Rabbi Shavir, you would have been sitting like everybody else with your head dug into your notebook during the Shia. So what happened? Like what affected that? So you have to be ashamed of that, otherwise that ha'orah, that hesayus is going to be extinguished, and that's going to be very hard to hold on to. You know, it's going to be very hard for you to sit and write the shia and chazen shia and listen over to the shia and like, cherish it like that, even though the shiurim are worthy. They're not less worthy over here, the shiurim. So I guess these are, so we're talking about four different mishalim, right? The limud, This guy is saying that every marshal is Hatzalah. Okay, that's good. They told me why he came from, that Yediyas HaSakona is Chatzi Hatzalah. So Yediyas HaSakona, you are threatened and in jeopardy of losing the limud Beinas Dorem, the limud late into the nights, Ein Adon Lo Yimchach Matzah Yel B'Layla, and the Chazrin Yeshir, and writing Yeshir, and all these kind of things are all threatened. That was your way of learning till now, that was the way that you saw Bracha, and Aliyah, there's no reason you should give that up, but you got to fight the trends. And Aliyah's Ba'yish Menam Aligim, I believe, is the first piece of Ramah in Or HaChaim, in the first volume of Shulchan Aruch, the first Allah, he says Aliyah's Ba'yish Menam Aligim. So, you know, I guess that can happen. I'll try to think of additional Shalom.